Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Cybercrime and cyber-enabled crime are among the fastest-growing security threats in the world. The COVID-19 pandemic has only made the situation worse. According to the FBI, since the coronavirus pandemic was declared, cybercrime has increased by some 400%. Cyber intrusions are becoming more commonplace, more dangerous, and more sophisticated, and target both private and public sector networks. Businesses and companies are targeted for trade secrets and sensitive data. Universities and laboratories are targeted for research and development, while private citizens are victimized by fraudsters and identity thieves. In late July, the U.S. Department of State announced rewards of up to $1 million each for information leading to the arrests or convictions of Ukrainian nationals Artem Vyacheslavovich Rachenko and Oleksandr Vitalievich Yeremenko. Both are suspected of participating in transnational organized cybercrime. Based on an investigation of their activities, Rachenko and Yeremenko have been accused of hacking into the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's electronic data gathering, analysis, and retrieval system, and indicted for securities fraud conspiracy, wire fraud conspiracy, computer fraud conspiracy, wire fraud, and computer fraud. The 16-count indictment alleges that the two hackers stole thousands of confidential files, which were then illegally sold for profit. The Securities and Exchange Commission has also filed a civil complaint charging Yeremenko and other individuals and entities. This reward offer was made under the State Department's Transnational Organized Crime Rewards Program, which, together with the Narcotics Rewards Program, has brought some 75 transnational criminals to justice since these programs began in 1986. Any information regarding these cybercriminals should be sent to the U.S. Secret Service by email at rewards@usss.dhs.gov. Cybercriminals do not observe nor respect the rule of law in any country. As their criminal reach is worldwide, we welcome the cooperation and coordination of all governments to bring these criminals to justice and protect innocent citizens throughout the world, said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a written statement. The United States is committed to that effort in part through the State Department's Transnational Organized Crime Rewards Program to help our law enforcement partners bring cyber and other transnational criminals to justice.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.